has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavuot-o. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Pati, Berura, Alephet Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabir Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Fresh ions in Tetnun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudha Kibbalat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Tacharem Brachame Sidkatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Et Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zochre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodeya talumot, shinkufav, tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanum, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseyawon wa'fesha, v'kata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar, the Kamatar, the Tane Nandakucha, the Rihu Komadi Abed, Leila Witata, Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot, the Leila Mila Bialma, Ivae Barnash, the Dahya Leia Mineaula Naga.
Has joined. Has joined.
The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, to connect to this energy of peace in the Middle East.
Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael, undati v'shakan, Ta, ta, willow, your ghost, old willow, you'll see, foo. Bene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona.
The energy of the year 5781, our current year, is redemption, providing the children of Israel are prepared for the redemption. We study Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21, since it has the same gematria as this year, 781. Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe Wayo La Yo Sayote Alame. May he she la la he aka aka he ta. He zayo a la da la a wa he he ya. Yo za la me be he. He re yo he ko me. La a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wahe wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he me he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he wa yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo. A la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The tzaddikim who left this day which is the 27th day of Kislev, the third night of Hanukkah. This is one of the few nights in the year where there are no tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. So the concealed tzaddikim are the daughters of Tzlofat, and there are many others, the 6 million who died in the Shoah, and many, many others all through the centuries. We'll do the Ani meditation, which is a tool we utilize during Hanukkah, especially to help bring miracles. And it's a tool that we use all the year to climb the tree of life in order to elevate to the levels of our studies. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yusod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, hod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. I ahini wi yo hi. I ahini wi yo hi. I ahini wi yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. I ash ni wi yo sh. I ash. Ni we yosh. Ya ash. Ni we yosh. Chesed. Ya aheni we yohe. Ya aheni we yohe. Ya aheni we yohe. Bina. Ya aheni we yohe. Ya aheni we yohe. Ya aheni we yohe. Achba. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is from the Parasha of Meketz, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, section 3, starting with verse 27. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column. That will give you a landing page with all of the parashas. Scroll down during the book of Genesis to the parasha of Meketz. When that landing page opens up, scroll to section 3. And that is where we will begin after a L'shem Yichud.
L'shem Yehud kud shabrichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhe bovate. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. L'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nernei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nerneihu. Vayhi vaboker vatipayim Rucho vishlach vayikra et kohar tumei Mitzrayim viet kohakameha Vigomer vatipayim Rucho mai vatipayim Ribi yasei amar ha-okmuha V'faro k'tiv t'ipayim U'vingu k'adnetzer K'tiv t'itpayim V'okmuha deha b'faro K'tiv t'ipayim V'ginda hawa yada helma Upishra lahawa yada aval nebukadnezer hama helma bechama pishra beit deshei kol amineya. The translation. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. The Hebrew word is vayitpayem. He asked, what does vayitpayem mean? Rabbi Yossi said, it has already been explained. Of Pharaoh it is written vatipayem, and of Nebuchadnezzar it is written, his spirit was troubled, vatitpayem. Pharaoh is described as vatipayem because he comprehended the dream, but not its interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar, on the other hand, saw the dream and its interpretation, but forgot everything. It is therefore written vatitpayem with an extra tet. My commentary. Vatitpayem or vatipayem signifies something that you have seen in a dream but not remembered, and therefore you concentrate on trying to remember what has been forgotten. If this happens to you, ask a dream question to be shown the information again. Verse 28. Aval tachatzei v'tipa'im Rucho k'da'al pa'amo Dahawate rucha v'yazel v'yate v'yazel V'lahawa mityashva imeyo Adayin tkid kayaot v'yalda Yetivata chel ruach Hashem Lepa'amo dikdein hawa sheruta Ofaka rucheya Itar beya viazel viitar Vela hawa mityashva imeya leminda Nebuchadnezzar v'tipayim Rucho v'beit aruta Hawa yitar alcha tirein v'yazlin v'taivin V'dahu kada'a pe'pa'am Pa'am ka'pa'am Bahai upa'am bahai vila mityashva diteya v'rucheya.
but come and see. And his spirit was troubled. The Hebrew is vati pa'em, corresponds to, and the spirit of Hashem began to move him. The Hebrew is lifa'amo, where the spirit would appear and disappear, come and go, yet not settle upon him properly. It is therefore written, and the spirit of Hashem began to move him. When the spirit just began to inspire him, here also the spirit would appear and leave, then again appear again, but would not settle upon him so that he could understand. Of Nebuchadnezzar it is written, and his spirit was troubled, batit paim, for the inspiration. The spirit was twice as strong, because he understood neither the dream nor its interpretation. The spirits would come and go, as it is written, as on previous occasions. The Hebrew is kefa'am befa'am, literally as time to time. Now upon this and now upon that, but his mind was not settled. My commentary. Please realize an amazing truth. Even forgetting something has a purpose to motivate you to change yourself so that you will merit being able to remember that thing. Verse 29. Vayishlach vayikra et kol hartumei Mitzrayim ilein harashin ve'et kol hakameha ilein hakimin batayra v'kul hu havo mistachlan lemin da v'lo yakilu. The translation. The verse, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, refers to the sorcerers and all her wise men, refers to the astrologers. They all tried to understand, but could not. My commentary. This pasuk is a reminder to us that wisdom does not come from men. All intellectual development of science and human knowledge needs an impetus of wisdom from the Creator. Remember, even the revelation of the periodic chart in chemistry and science came through a dream. And we have discussed previously that in order for something to be revealed, some technological advancement to be revealed, it first must be revealed through the Kabbalah by a Kabbalist. Pasuk 30. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Afal Gav De'itmar Dila Yisayan, Le'ya Levarna Shela Behavu Darga. Leya shane lim lachaim leachseyan lon milin ilayin umshanyan mibne nasha acharanin kema demalka dargeya ila al kol shear acharanin. Akena me achazio, achazio, leya bedarga ila, al kol she'ar acharanin, dada'a itasher ka Elohim, o sehera et paro, aval ishar b'nei nasha, Lagalei lon kuchabarihu, madihu avad
barling drie, O lehaside, O lehakime, dara, the hauk muha.
The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, although we have learned that a man is shown only what is appropriate to his grade, that is not true for kings. They are shown supernal things that are different from those that other people are shown. Because a king is of a superior grade than other men, that which he is shown is of a higher grade than the rest, as it is written, what the Elohim are about to do, he has declared to Pharaoh. But to other men, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not reveal His works. He reveals them only to the prophets, the pious, and the wise men of the ages, as has already been explained. My commentary. Kings, and in our generation, presidents and prime ministers, are shown what will happen to their respective countries. Only if that country has the merit will they remember what they were shown. Remember, kings in our generation, presidents and prime ministers, no longer have free will. Verse 31. Bioto talami kandehelma Azel batar pishrab heshiv al kani Manila da Yosef Bioto tala behahu pishra Dika pasharlea Ukti vayehi ka asher patar Lanu Kain Haya. The translation. Come and see. It is written, me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. From this we understand that a dream follows its interpretation. Who is referred to in the phrase, me he restored to my office? It is Joseph. Also, Joseph hanged him because of his interpretation of the dream. And so it is written, and it came to pass as we interpreted to us. So it was. My commentary. Please remember that a dream follows all interpretations. Only ask help to understand a dream from someone who loves you. Only ask one or at most a few people, because the dream will follow each interpretation independently. So the dream interpretations will come true in their own time. And the original meaning of the dream that comes from Hashem, that will also come true, whether it's interpreted by any of the people you ask or yourself or not. That's the end of section 3. Does anyone have any questions? We have some time, but I'm not sure we'll be able to finish section 4 completely. But let's see how far we get. Verse 32.
Vayishlach paro vayikra et Yosef vayiritzuhu min habor vigomer ribi abba betach viamar Rotze Hashem et Yosef. tzadikaya, begin the tzadikaya, inun avdin shalamale ela, we avde shalamale tata, we aalin kala bivala, ugin kach, uchabarichu itre bahu. Be inun de dachalon lin, leya vi avdin reuteria.
The translation. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse. Hashem takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope for his mercy. How much the Holy One, blessed be he, delights in the righteous, for they make peace above in Abba and Ima. They make peace below in Serantin and Nukba, and they bring the bride to her husband. The Holy One, blessed be he, therefore is pleased with those who fear him and abide by his wisdom. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written, yet please note that the word wish is in the singular and not the plural. This raises the question as to what is the wish of Hashem. Verse 33.
Lam yachalim lachazdo mani nun ma yachalim lachazdo hewe e ma inun lemishtad le bioraita beleya veishtat fu lehade shekinta vekarate lafra inun mecha makan. Lechazdo veha upruha, zimna devarnash, ishtadal beoraita, velel yahuta lebechesed, itmeshek aleya, vima ma kediktiv yomam v'yitzave. Hashem chazdo uvalayla, shiro imi matama, yomam yitzave. Hashem chazdo mishum devalayla, shiro imi ugin kach, rotze Hashem et yireav. Yeti velo vireyav kiman dera'e biruteya le'achara v'itre'e le'ya le'itvasa v'hadeya ukin ka rotze Hashem et shireyav velo vireyav.
The translation, those who hope for his mercy. He asks, who are those who hope for his mercy? And he answers, they are the ones who study the Torah at night and join the Shekhinah. When morning comes, they hope for his mercy. It has already been explained that when a man studies the Torah at night, the thread of grace is drawn upon him during the day, as it is written. Yet Hashem will command his grace in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Why is it said that Hashem will command his grace in the daytime? Because in the night his song shall be with me. Hence the verse, Hashem takes pleasure in those who fear him, and uses the particle et instead of in, because he is not only pleased with them, but act as one who pleases another. And wishes to be at peace with him. It is therefore written, Hashem takes pleasure in those who fear him, which means that he pleases and appeases them, rather than Hashem takes pleasure in those who fear him, which would only mean he is pleased with them themselves. My commentary. There is a hint in this pasuk to the energy of nachat. Nachat is the effect of someone sharing appreciation with Hashem. This sharing of appreciation for the pleasure one receives from Hashem creates a complete circuit of energy. This circuit of energy creates pleasure and joy within the Creator. This creation is considered to manifest the cause of this creation, to become a co-creator with the Creator. People who have this sense of appreciation for the Creator, or creating the items that these people use to receive pleasure, are considered tzaddikim, as long as they have this consciousness. This is the meaning of the statement, change the desire to receive for oneself alone into the desire to receive in order to share. Pasuk 34. Kegav nada Yosef hawa atzibe atzivu teruha be atzivu deliba tehawa sir taman kewan tishadar paro beginea makativa iritu hu it pasu Leya liahadaru, Leya milin dehed mawa milin limehede, Li babegin dehawa atziv min bera, Tahatse bekad meta, Nafal bevera, Bevera istalak levatar. The translation. Similarly, Joseph was sad in mind and spirit because he was imprisoned. Once Pharaoh had sent for him, it is written, and they brought him hastily, which means that he appeased him and addressed him with joyful words that gladdened the heart. Why? Because he was dejected from sitting in the dungeon. Come and see. First he fell into a pit, and from the pit he later rose to greatness. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. It does raise the question, falling into the pit, is this a spiritual pit, which includes depression, or is it a physical pit, meaning jail? Pasuk 35. Rabbi Shimon Amar Adla Eira Yosef Ha'u Ovada La Ikre Tzadik Gewan Denatar Ha'u Berit Kayama Ikre Tzadik V'ha'u Darga Ivrit Kadisha Itatar V'hadeya Umay Dehawa Labor bekadmeita, istalak lahadeya, uktiva iritu, min habor istalak, minda veitatar biver mayim chayim. Rabbi Shimon said, before the incident happened, Joseph was not called righteous. After he guarded the Holy Covenant by not sinning with Potiphar's wife, he was called righteous. And the grade of the Holy Covenant, Yesod, decorated him. He who was first in the dungeon, the Klipa, rose from it, It is written, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. For he had ascended from the Klippah and was adorned with a well of living water, the Shekhinah. My commentary. If one gives up hope, one can never rise from the Klippah. Once Joseph started to raise himself from the Klippah, depression, then Hashem continued to support him to raise him even higher. There is a verse in Psalms or Proverbs that mirrors this idea. Paraphrasing this verse, the human takes the first step and then Hashem helps them. You, being human, must always take that first step. Pasuk 36. Vayishlach Paro, Vayikra et Yosef, Likro li Yosef, mi ba'eleya, Ela Vayikra et Yosef, Takut shabarichu, Dikti vadet bo, Devaro imratya, Imrat Hashem, Tzirafat hu, Adet bo, Devaro, Ahi dikti vayikra et Yosef, Yetiv, Aka vayikra et Yosef, Uktiv hatan vayikra el Moshe, vayikalach, vayahalev, Simlotav, begin yekara, demalka, behaukmuha. The translation. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and he said it should have been written to call Joseph instead of and called, which interrupts the phrase. He answers, it was the Holy One, blessed be he, who called to bring him from the pit. As it is written, until the time that his word came to pass, the word of Hashem had tested him. The verse, until the time that his word came to pass, is similar to the phrase, and called Joseph, for it was the Holy One, blessed be he, who called him. It is written here, and called Joseph, and elsewhere, and he called to Moses. In both passages, it was the Holy One, blessed be he, who called him, and he shaved himself and changed his garments out of respect for the king, as he had to stand before Pharaoh. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, and it is also important to know that Hashem does the action of calling someone, even if the words come out of the mouths of human beings. Rabbi Elazar Patach. This is pasuk 37. I'm sorry, when the computer jumped and I was checking something at the time, so it'll take me a second to get back to it. Pasuk 37. Rabbi Elazar Petach Oyavo Yisrael Mitzrayim. Vayakov gar be'eretz cham tachat zedekut shabarichu begalgel gilgulin be'alma kayem asarin be'kiyumin begin lekayma kiyuma ugzera de'ihu. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, so Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, directs events and fulfills vows and oaths in order to fulfill the vow and edict He decreed. My commentary. I do not remember seeing the phrase Land of Ham before. When I search the reference, it is incorrect, since chapter 1 of Vayikra has only 17 verses. Does anyone else have information as to what is the brief reference verse? The verse Land of Ham does describe the continent of Africa, although this is not certain. Pasuk 38. Dehatenan ilmale chavivu urhimu. Dirhem kuchabarichu leavahan awa itchaze. Lenatata yako lamitraim bishalshele. If artelavu brichimu delchon shalteya le Yosef bereya beavad leya malka dishalita al kol arav nachatu kulhu shivtin bikara vayako kemalka. The translation. We have learned that were it not for the fondness and affection the Holy One, blessed be He, bore for the patriarchs, Jacob would have had to go down to Egypt in iron chains. In His love for them, He made Joseph, His son, ruler and governor over the whole land. The tribes that went to Egypt honored, and Jacob was as a king. My commentary. This pasuk is repeating information from a midrash, or does it mean that the midrash repeats the Zohar? Pasuk 39. Tachatze maketi vayavo Yisrael mitraim veYaakov zahar be'eretz ham. Kewan diktiv vayavo Yisrael mitraim la yedana le Yaakov gar beretcham amayitz terich ha'elav yavo Yisrael mitraim dakucha berichu. Yaakov gar be'eretz ham da Yaakov deha beginea Yaakov uno ata shekinta lemitzrayim dekuikucha barichu gilgel gildulim ve'achet le'ya le'yosef bekadmeta. Come and see. It is written, so Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. He asked, because it is written, so Israel came into Egypt. It is understood that Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Why should he have added it? He replies, so Israel came into Egypt. Refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, namely Zeranpin, called Israel. And Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, refers to Jacob because it was for the sake of Jacob and his sons that the Shekhinah came down to Egypt. The Holy One, blessed be He, planned events so that Joseph was brought down first, for as a result of his merit, the covenant dwelt with him and made him ruler over the whole land. My commentary. This is an important clarification of the process and the idea of cause being spiritual, meaning Zerantin precedes Jacob, the human being. I have never heard the reason why Jacob would have had gone into Egypt in chains. Also, why does Yesod replace Tiferet in this idea of going down in chains? We're going to stop here. We will pick up with verse 40 on Thursday, hopefully. Does anyone have any questions?
I have one. Why would Jacob have to go down to Egypt in chains? Is that a metaphor? Or is that why he had.
Joseph went down to Egypt in chains, and the Midrash says that Jacob would have had to gone down if Joseph didn't go. But Hashem, what this verse, this section of the Zohar is telling us, that Joseph went down in chains instead of Jacob going down in chains. And because of Joseph's merit with Potiphar's wife and protecting the sexual purity, he rose to be king of Egypt, so that when Jacob came down to Egypt, he came down as a king, and Pharaoh greeted him like a king. And he lived those years with his sons in Egypt, in the land of Ham, as a king.
Well, why was a change needed? I mean, what did Jacob do to cause that? It may have caused that situation to be put on him.
The nation of Israel needed to be forged in the land of narrowness, of land of Mitzrayim. It needed to be developed in the land of Egypt, in the physical world of narrowness. How would Jacob arrive in Egypt and have that happen unless he came down in chains, unless he was a slave when he was taken to Egypt? Could he have been made a slave while in Egypt? Think about the process and what is meant by all of that, and you will find your answer.
Okay.
God had said to Abraham, your children will be slaves in a country that's not their own. So Jacob had to go to Egypt, but how he arrived, that was due to human free will. Are there any other questions? Tomorrow we have three classes. One that starts at 7 a.m. Pacific time. It's our morning prayer class. We're still studying about Hanukkah. Our 10:30 in the morning class, again Pacific time, is about Hanukkah, continuing our study and our knowledge of Hanukkah. And there will not be a 3 o'clock class. I had planned to light candles at 3 o'clock West Coast time, but I've been asked to light candles here physically, and it's just no way for me to do both. So I'm going to have to cancel tomorrow's Psalms class.
Okay.
Shalom gadol to everyone. Have Shavua Tov and Hanukkah Sameach. Have a beautiful Hanukkah. And remember that this is the third candle, which means that it's the light of Hod going into the vessel of Keter, while the light of Yesod goes into the vessel of chesed. Let me rephrase that. The light of Hod goes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Yesod goes into the vessel of Chesed, while the light of Malchut goes into the vessel of Gevura. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shavuot Tov.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.